Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
From 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, please enjoy this podcast edition of Late Night with Seth Meyers. Throughout the years, many people who are currently seeking the Democratic nomination for president in 2020 have stopped by Studio 8G. And today, you'll hear excerpts from some of those interviews. First, here's Seth and Bernie Sanders.
So many senators running, obviously you see them. They are your colleagues. Is it awkward that you all know that you're all trying to be president?
You know, look.
I'll tell you, I'll take that as a yes.
The short answer is yes.
Yeah, okay, great. That's human. You know, I would say that's a human reaction.
We all have lunch together every Tuesday, and you got half the caucus running for the United for president. You know, so it is kind of strange. But on the other hand, you know, we have known each other. I've known Elizabeth Warren for like 20 years. I've known many of the other senators for a long time. And we're friends. And I think what all of us understand, obviously each and every one of us wants to win the nomination. I certainly do. But I think we all understand that no matter who wins, everybody is going to rally around that candidate and defeat Donald Trump. That is most important.
That's nice to hear.
Next, Seth interviews Joe Biden.
I have also heard that you are, of the two of you, you are the more vocal fan,
that's
Dr.
Right.
Jill.
Well, I'm a Philly girl, so I support all our Philly teams.
Sure.
Oh, Philly, good.
Yeah, you never hear of, she was a shrinking violet Philadelphia fan.
No, that you doesn't, never do, especially the hockey game.
And so you can hear it. Can you hear it, Mr. Vice President, from other parts of the room?
This is the God's truth. The Flyers were in the playoffs. I'm downstairs having a meeting. She has the dog, the German Shepherd, come down with a Flyers shirt on. I'm not joking, a big German Shepherd. And then I'm having this meeting, all of us here, people are going, what the hell is going on upstairs? I swear to God, she's up watching it alone, screaming.
No, I had the dog.
No, the dog was down with me, you sent him down.
The dog came down to say, I'm not, it's very aggressive up there. I know I'm a German Shepherd, but I've never heard.
By the way, we're at a Flyers game last year.
No, I don't think
I shouldn't tell that story?
No.
Whoa, this
I was
is,
a little
this
rambunctious.
Is a Philly girl.
Oh, okay, got a little rambunctious.
Next up, Seth and Elizabeth Warren.
You were here in 2014, and it seems very long ago. You were considered, at the time, the far left end of the Democratic Party. There has been a progressive wave, it seems, post the 2016 election. Are you surprised it took this long, or are you relieved that it's finally happening?
Oh, look, I look at this as people are starting to ask the fundamental question, who does government work for? And boy, has that become even clearer over the last year and a half. The Republicans passed this gigantic tax giveaway, $1.5 trillion, to giant corporations and bazillionaires. That's who they think government should work for, that the rich and the powerful should get richer and more powerful. My view on this, and a lot of folks around this country, is no, government ought to work for the people. And that's what this fight is all about. That's how I see this.
Was it frustrating for you, having been a, you know, a politician who'd always talked about the middle class and actually taken steps to protect the middle class, to see Donald Trump also frame himself as a hero of the middle class?
Sure, but now it's not even about the words. It's about what have you actually done. You give away $1.5 trillion to the richest and most powerful among us. I just want to think for a minute what you really could do if you were investing that money in America. And on this, I want to say, for me, this is really personal, because this is about how government works. I grew up in one of these paycheck-to-paycheck families. My daddy ended up as a janitor. My mom worked a minimum-wage job at Sears. My chance in life was a $50 a semester commuter college. I grabbed it and hung on, and I got to be a public school teacher, I got to be a college professor, and I got to be a United States senator, all because America invested in kids like me. I believe in that, America. I believe in America.
Now let's go to Seth and Pete Buttigieg.
You talk about your own freedom to marry. So you came out before you were mayor, but it was before your re-election campaign.
Yeah, I was mayor, but we were up for re-election, and I was just ready. I was kind of done not being out. And so we didn't know what would happen. It's Indiana. It's a conservative place. But it turned out most people, there was a little bit of ugliness online and that sort of thing, but most people were either very supportive or they didn't care. And that was great.
Is it that they don't care because, ultimately, back to what you were saying earlier, that if they care about trash can pickup, they don't ultimately care about your personal life?
Yeah, I mean, the lady writing the emails right now saying, look, it's really inconvenienced me that you feel that you had to have the trash bin go to the front of the house instead of the back, right? She's not going to be like, P.S., you're gay, and I'm mad at you, right? Like, I think all of our politics needs to be like a little more rooted in like what it's doing in people's lives. That's why the healthcare stuff matters so much, right? It's not like an obscure policy thing. It's like, what is going to happen in my life because of these decisions?
Next, Seth and Kamala Harris.
I was realizing you won your election in 2016.
Yeah.
That was your first time serving the Senate.
Yes.
A very exciting night.
Yeah.
It was also the night Donald Trump won.
Yes.
Was that the weirdest? Was that the weirdest night ever?
It was incredibly.
Was it like being someone on the Titanic going, I got a boat. I got a life raft.
It was really, well, first of all, so we were going, you know, we do a friends and family small dinner before the party. We were hoping it would be a party. And my husband kept grunting as we were in the car because he was watching the ticker
tape. The needle,
tape.
Yeah.
Yes,
we all
the
watched
needle.
The needle. Yeah.
And he was like, oh, this, and you know, he was making noise, and I was like, what's going on? And I said, no, it's too early. It can't be. And as the night progressed, of course.
Yeah.
That's what it was. It was extremely bittersweet. And I tore up all the notes that I had prepared to read, and I just took the stage and I said, we will fight. We will fight. And then I went home. And I sat on the couch with a family-sized bag of nacho Doritos. And I did not share one chip with anybody. And I just watched the TV
in
utter shock and dismay.
Well, I think there were very few stores that had Doritos left.
Yeah.
By the following morning.
Next, Seth and Julian Castro.
You had been mayor when you got tapped by the Obama administration, and President Obama called you to ask you to be the Secretary of Housing. What was that like to get a phone call like that?
He did. In fact, I remember that it was on April 16th, 2014, and I remember because I had just driven through the drive-thru at Panda Express when he called me. Yeah. And you know how on your phone it says unknown or block call? It said private. So for all of you, if you ever get a phone call that says private, like, answer the phone. Hopefully I'll be the one on the other end of the line.
Yeah, there you go. Did you tell him when he called that you were you'd just gotten Panda Express?
No. I think I pretended like I was behind my mayoral off my desk. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm still working at 9 o'clock.
You're, like, yelling at people who aren't there, like, deal with that later.
Now let's go to Seth and Kirsten Gillibrand.
Obviously, the NRA is this very powerful lobbying group, but I would imagine many of the gun owners in your district, in those rural districts, who have guns or hunters, who have them, and they're responsible gun owners, it strikes me that I never quite can understand how they... There's not a way to communicate with them to also get them on the side of gun control. I can't believe they don't believe there needs to be more gun control.
They've polled the country. 70% of Americans, including NRA members, believe in background checks, believe criminals shouldn't have access to weapons, believe terrorists shouldn't have access to weapons, believe military-style guns should not be readily available, military-style weapon clips shouldn't be readily available. These are for highly trained members of our military. So there is common ground. It's just that Congress is so far behind the American people. On a good day, they are 20 years behind the American people. And you see it. You see it on every issue. You see it on, you know, we are fighting.
Does that mean grunge? They listen to grunge?
No. What I mean is something like paid leave. We are literally the only industrialized country in the world that doesn't have a paid leave program. And Congress hasn't acted on that.
Finally, Seth's interview with John Hickenlooper.
So that's you. You actually jumped out of a plane for a campaign ad.
Well, not only did I jump out of the plane, this was a big issue. You know, we have the Taxpayer's Bill of Rights, and it limited government spending in some critical ways. And so this was the only idea. The idea was I had one line, and I had somebody from me to you skydiving with me.
Yeah.
And I'm scared of heights. If I was standing on this desk, I'd be in a cold sweat.
Yeah.
And I'm coming down, and he's taking pictures of me, and I say something along the lines of, which I know exactly what I said because it terrified me. I said, unfortunately, a glitch in Tabor means that money for important things like transportation, education, and healthcare keeps falling, right? And so I get down there, and, you know, you fly up, and I'm talking to the guy, I'm practicing my lines. I jump, I do it, we do it. But we shot it like at dawn because, you know, it's cheaper, save money. And then we get down there, and the guy looks at the videotape and says, well, it's almost good. I go, what are you talking about? It's almost good. He goes, well, there's a shadow as you flew. And I go, no, no, no. He said, well, we paid for a second jump. I said, I'm not going up in that plane again. And he said, well, it would have been a great ad, but this will be okay. And I said, all right, we'll go up.
So you did it twice?
We did it twice. And as we go up the second time, the skydiver, who's the expert, I go, well, at least nowadays, nobody ever dies skydiving. And he goes, yeah, I mean, last year in the whole country, only 32 people died. No, what are you talking about? 32 people died.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was a tough job.
Good for you. Good for you.
Late Night with Seth Meyers airs weeknights on NBC at 12:35, 11:35 Central. Original music on the Late Night podcast is by the HE Band. Don't forget to follow the handle Late Night Seth on social media and tell your friends to subscribe to the Late Night Podcast wherever they get their podcasts.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.